In L.A. this week, strange comings and goings, fearful warnings. And here's a story. A man comes home to find LAPD plainclothes officers on his front patio. The cops had pistols strapped to their legs and were wielding shotguns. Had the manhunt for accused murderer and fired cop Charles Dorner ended up in his front yard?
Basically, that's why we're here, to provide a cover in case Dorner happens to come out here and attempt to do something on the person or the family.
That's the story of Daryl Satzman, who's speaking to those officers in his front yard. He's a producer at KCRW in Los Angeles. Daryl, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
That's an amazing story. Who is the person or family they're talking about there that they were apparently trying to protect?
Well, it turns out that one of the police officers, one of the LAPD officers mentioned in Dorner's so-called manifesto that he posted on Facebook, apparently, lives just a few doors down from me in my neighborhood in Glendale, California.
And he is not unlike many officers and many members of the LAPD who are under a certain kind of protective surveillance because of either a mention in the manifesto or just being a part of the possible targets.
That's correct. There were only, I believe, about a dozen names mentioned specifically in this manifesto, but the LAPD says that it is protecting in excess of 50 LAPD families. So it's quite a huge protective operation that they've unveiled here.
How scary, unnerving was it to find these officers on your own property?
Well, it was quite unnerving initially. What happened was we had come home from an evening out. I was with my family, my wife, and my two kids, and we didn't get home until about midnight. There are steps leading up to our front door, and there's a patio that is next to those steps. I dropped my wife and son off at the front of the house and went to park the car out front, and I could see from the street as I was parking the car that there was a man in a baseball cap standing on our patio, sort of over the street. So I basically put the car in park, left it in the middle of the street, and ran up to see what was happening. When I got up the steps, my wife and son were standing there quite shocked and looking fearful. There was a man standing there with a large shotgun, and he was explaining in a calm voice that they were LAPD officers and not to be alarmed. But they were dressed in plain clothes, so it wasn't readily apparent that they were, in fact, police. The officer, when my wife said, "You don't look like police officers," he pulled out his detective's badge and explained what they were doing there.
Oh, man. Daryl Satzman, producer at KCRW in Los Angeles. Let's get a sense of where this investigation and manhunt stands right now. Also joining us is Mendocino County Sheriff Tom Allman. He's the co-author of Out There in the Woods, the day-by-day account of the extraordinary 36-day manhunt for a double murderer on the Northern California coast, a 2011 search led by his team. Sheriff Allman, welcome to the show.
Thank you, John. Hello.
Where does this stand right now, the Dorner investigation?
Well, that's a tough one, and if you're following the news, there's discussion of him possibly going into Mexico, but in our situation, there are so many similarities to what they have, because when you're looking for someone who's also looking for you, and that's what our situation was, it changes a lot of the tactical rules. You know, usually when law enforcement is looking for someone, they're on the run. They're going to hear the helicopters and run, or hear the lights and sirens and run, and in our situation, and in a situation in Los Angeles, it's going to be a situation where Dorner wants to hear that because it's going to draw him in. So a lot of the tactical rules change.
So this is more like a battle between cop versus cop rather than a simple manhunt.
Well, I hope it's not going to be a battle between cop versus cop. What we have is we have a rogue ex-cop who obviously have some mental health issues, and the people who are trying to bring this to an end are putting their life on the line. And if you listen to the Los Angeles police chief last night, where I could hear his words, and I said, I've said those words, where he says, we want to arrest him. We want to let him have his day in court. That's what you're ultimately trying to do. However, you know that the other side, Dorner in this situation, only wants one thing, and that's to have a higher body count.
Daryl Satzman, also with us. He's a producer at KCRW in Los Angeles. Respond to what Sheriff Allman was saying there. How much has this gripped the community, the fact that it is a man attempting to get revenge on the very people who are coming after him?
Well, I think it has certainly heightened the anxiety community-wide. The police, because Dorner has targeted one of their own, have certainly devoted every possible resource and are playing it up to the hilt. So it is forefront in people's minds. It's at the top of the news. It's a pretty abstract threat when you live in a large community like Los Angeles. You're not likely to run into a gentleman like this, fortunately. It got a little closer to home for us when we found out that perhaps he could be targeting somebody in our neighborhood. That kind of heightened the anxiety level a little bit.
His manifesto is filled with all sorts of charges of racism on the LAPD. How much has this stirred the pot of community issues that are really familiar to so many?
Well, I think quite a bit, actually. Very interesting. I did a story. I was able to interview a couple of the police officers who spent the weekend on my patio. Didn't use their names, but they were kind enough to speak to me. And I posted that yesterday on that interview on the KCRW webpage. And the response that I've gotten shows the incredible distrust out there. Perhaps it's not a good sample, but the people who are responding to this blog post were astonished that I would allow the LAPD onto my property and possibly invite violence on my property. And very distrustful. I think that has been exacerbated by an incident that occurred last week when two women who were delivering newspapers were shot by LAPD officers in the neighboring city of Torrance because they were mistaken for Dorner, even though their truck was not the same model, the same color, and they obviously didn't physically resemble Dorner.
Daryl Satzman is a producer at KCRW in Los Angeles. Really amazing stuff, Daryl. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
Sheriff Tom Allman is the co-author of Out There in the Woods, the day-by-day account of the extraordinary 36-day manhunt for the double murder on the Northern California coast based on a very similar 2011 manhunt led by his team. He's offered Mendocino County services to the LAPD. Sheriff and Daryl, thanks so much.
You're welcome, John.
Earlier in the program, we talked about the author of SEAL Team 6. We talked with the author of SEAL Team 6 about the challenges of the elite soldier who killed Osama bin Laden and is now struggling economically. What do you think about this? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE to weigh in. This is The Takeaway. Stay with us.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.